Hello?
Yes?
Mr. Shriver?
Yes?
Are you, is the president coming back on?
Well, he told me to hold on.
Oh,
I don't know what he's doing.
Well, wait just a moment.
Excuse me, Sarge.
Well, you got plenty to worry about. I'm sorry you had to,
I had some folks in here, Scotty Reston and a bunch, and then I got a couple of other calls about some of our friends.
Yeah, well, you got more to worry about than this. Perhaps you'd prefer me to tell you about this at another time, because I've got plenty of time. I'm going to be down here until late this evening anyhow. Well, I won't keep you on the phone. I know you have plenty.
Thank you. You give a list and 5-6 o'clock, make Bill do the same thing, make Walter Jenkins do the same thing, and we'll get Larry too. And I'd like to look at the 20 or 30 names you all contact, because I'm convinced they're going to beat us on this bill if we don't throw everything at them. And I'm going to throw everything. I got Dunson coming in here to see me Saturday, so I can try to get Rivers. I think we got to talk to McNamara and see if he can't get Rivers for us.
Yeah, I'll see Rivers tomorrow myself. We picked up, you might know, we picked up another Republican out of Pennsylvania today, Saylor. You may know that already.
No, I didn't, but are you positive?
Yeah.
Are these Republicans going to run when they holler boo and vote to recommit or something?
These guys claim that they're not. There are four of them out of Pennsylvania, Corbett, Fulton, McDade, and Saylor. And I'm getting this because I've got the Pennsylvania Railroad fellow, Bart Viviano, working on it. Saunders, the Pennsylvania Railroad, is president of it. He's for the bill. He told me so explicitly, and he's put Viviano, his Washington guy, to work on it. And Viviano, of course, knows those guys intimately. Now, he says we got all four of those. That's been confirmed from two other sources. So I'd say we have them. With Saylor, that means that we've got the conservationists back in line, which means we may be able to pick up a vote like a remote one like Martin, who's a Republican out in California. And this thing could go both ways, Mr. President. It could go and be a tremendous triumph for you in votes, totals, and it could be shaky as hell. The guys that really hold the key to it being a tremendous triumph, I think, are Flint of Georgia, Rivers of South Carolina, maybe Henderson of North Carolina, at least one other guy in that delegation. And certainly if we could pick up William Jennings Bryan Dorn that I spent a long time with today, we'd be fine. Now, I think we've got Sykes, which means that's a big strength to us. Sykes told me, he'd tell me on Monday. I think if we get Sykes and Flint, either Tiger Teague or Joe Kilgore, either one or both of them, I think you could run this vote up to 225, maybe 230. I talked to Hardy, Porter Hardy, today. Incidentally, these guys really keep me there. I was with Hardy for an hour and a half, and I was with Flint for 2 hours. And
what does Flint say? You want to think about it?
Well, he's got plenty of things to say. He's had lots of points on the bill itself. Over and above that, he has he announced publicly in Georgia over the weekend that he was supporting the national ticket, and specifically you. And he said that that was really tough in Georgia now, that in his 13 counties, that frankly the national ticket would have a hell of a time winning any of them today.
No, I think it's right.
And that he showed these things to me to show that he was, you know, 100% regular, which he is. And he said this, which really shocked me. I told Bill Moyers a few minutes ago that he had tried, that he had not been able to talk to anybody in the
White House. We can't find out. I don't know who he's talking about. I like him, and he's a great friend of mine. I'd asked his wife one whole evening down here.
Well,
and I had him down here to dinner. Now, I don't know who in the hell he's been here, because I remember him, and I've seen him. I bet he's been here three times since I've been to White House. Jack Flint, Georgia.
Well, I don't know why he said that, but he told that to me specifically. I said, well, Congressman, I tell you, if you told me anything, nothing would surprise me as much as that statement. I said, I just can't believe that. He said, well, that's the truth. He said, I called some of the fellows.
Did he say, what did he say, who?
Well, he did. I hate to say who, but...
Well, who did he say? Let's put it
out. He said he called Walter, for example, a couple times over a weekend on something that was very important to him, and he said he just couldn't even get a return phone call. Well, now, that just doesn't make any sense. I mean...
Well, it does, because the poor devil's got 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
Everything heads up in there, and he doesn't get them back. But
well, that's what he said, but that wasn't just that. It was that this across-the-board statement that since... Jack had left there, he hadn't been able to talk to anybody. Well, I said, for Christ's sake, that can't make, it doesn't make any sense, because the files in the White House now...
He thought he's Curry Curry in favor of you, because I've had him to dinner, I know damn well.
Well, I thought he was shooting for something else. What the hell it is, I don't know. But he went out of his way to show me how he had endorsed you down there already.
Yeah, he has, and he's been a good friend of mine, and his wife, I like her and like him.
He's a good guy.
And we'll work on him, and I'll get with you tomorrow, next day, and we'll straighten it out. And I'm mighty sorry, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye.